He's nuts. He's nuts. He's nuts. He's nuts.
No, I'm not. Who's nuts? You know, listening to this radio station sometimes is like watching the Fox Network.
Yes.
How so?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Those promos, man.
And the sounds.
Seems like there were 11 promos. That's what drives me insane about watching American Idol, whether I'm watching it live or watching it with the Ty Bo. I mean, it comes on, and they, you know, you try to fast forward through the commercials, and they've got 14 promos for different shows coming on. You wouldn't know this, suppose you don't watch American Idol, and you also wouldn't know that last night, Rip Off City.
Oh, really? The worst.
Oh, they screwed us last night.
I tried to warn you.
Screwed us to the point I am seriously giving some thought to saying just F it for this year.
You know what?
Because the talent that's left to me just is not worth it at all.
I flirted with it, but you can't. With what they've promised us next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what are they? Oh,
Neil Diamond.
You old queen. You're an old queen.
You're going to be right there with me.
No.
You should come over to my house for Sangria and Neil Diamond.
I'm not a Diamond fan
Sweet Caroline.
He's a great writer. You know?
Rob's a Diamond fan, both Jack and Neil.
Oh, anyone named Diamond.
Anyone named Diamond, he's very excited about. Last night, and Rob knows the names, I watch American Idol all season long, and I block out the names. The only one I know is...
Oh, him, yeah.
I know Archuleta, but
He was safe. David Cook was safe.
Carly got
Smithson,
booted off.
The Irish girl.
Oh, I loved her. I really did. I mean, not only was she had that lovely accent. She had the tattoo that was kind of, but she was still kind of girly girl.
Yeah, but you know what? That mouth. I mean, those teeth.
She did have
Irish
teeth.
Those were some genuine Irish teeth.
Well, you know what
song.
We call those, Spiewak?
What?
We call those Irish teeth.
Yeah, that's what they look like.
Irish malformed teeth from years of malnutrition.
And if she had a lot of work, when they did her I'm Going Home piece, and they showed when they would like spend hours to doll her up.
Right.
She could look quite presentable.
She did, but she,
most of the time, not so much.
Unquestionably, probably in the top three of singers on the show.
Oh, a great, great singer.
And at this stage of the game, did not deserve in any way to be voted off. While, you know, while the poor, pitiful old Brooke White was sitting over there on the side, you
she's
know, screwing it up. But she also has no power in her voice.
No, you're
right. You know, especially when she's singing the Broadway show tunes.
Now, if she was able to be, you know, produced in some sort of sweet environment.
Oh, they can make her sound good.
She's going to be able to sound good, but there's not much to look at on stage.
Well, I also hate the fact that every time she's before the judges, she gives them that poor, pitiful me look.
Yep.
And it's always, I'm so nervous. I mean, the stage fright stage of this competition is long since passed.
It
should not be happening.
No.
And she's up there looking down and going, oh, I'm so sorry. I started and stopped, and I guess I got the sympathy vote. So the Irish girl with more talent, you know, gets voted to get booted off.
I think that the bottom two vote getters, which were what's her name, Carly or Hailey, what's her name, the Irish girl?
Carly was the Irish
and
girl.
And then also Saisha, those were the two.
What the hell was that?
Was that Beth Ann in our ears?
Must have been.
Oh, very good.
Can the audience hear her when that happens?
No, because I have the thing down.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
Incidentally, Beth Ann, come to the studio, please. I got to ask you about a couple of things.
I think that they were the two best performances by far that night.
And they were in the bottom two. So
absolutely.
It makes no sense
to
me.
I
don't know what they said about it being some sort of a popularity contest. Rob is playing Beth Ann McBride into the studio right now. I was so pissed at American Idol.
Yeah, I feel gypped.
Have a seat, Beth Ann McBride. The good lady of the show.
What the? You have
made Beth Ann.
What the hell?
I wanted to bring you in here because Rob, can we try that phone number that I gave you?
Yes,
right
absolutely.
Now?
And I love Brooke White.
You'll like this, Beth Ann. We're calling my mom.
This is where he's glossing over what someone said.
We're calling my mom right now.
Oh, your mom-o.
If she's home, she might not be home. I'm not sure.
Mary O'Mara.
Where would she be if she wasn't home?
Working volunteer work at the hospital
at
88.
Don't forget to get her permission to go in the air.
I hope you get down on your two knees, Mr. O'Mara, every night.
You know I only have one.
One good one.
Your one original.
You know I have
name.
One in the stump.
That's right.
It's not lie to our listeners anymore.
That she's
can we sing
able
she
to do this.
Sure.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mary O'Mara. Happy birthday to you.
You people better keep your day job.
Hi, Mom.
We're at our day job.
Another
Mom,
comedian.
Oh, she's doing shtick. How are you, Mom?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Happy belated birthday. I don't believe I've ever called you on the radio to wish you happy birthday.
No, you never have.
And
I know.
It's a couple of days late, but we came up on the weekend. We had a wonderful time with you, with the kids, your granddaughters.
Wonderful.
And
the best ever, Mike. It was delightful.
Aww.
I'd like to introduce you to, you know, you've talked to people over the years, probably met some of them, some of the guys, but not everybody. You know Buzz Burbank, who does news on the show.
I met him, yeah.
Hi, Mr. Spiewak.
Hi, Mrs. O'Mara. I don't think we've spoken since Mike's second wedding.
Now, come on, Rob.
And congratulations. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And this is a new voice on the show. This is Beth Ann McBride.
Hi, Mrs. O'Mara.
Hello, Beth Ann.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What did Mike get you for your birthday?
No, you don't have to say, Mom.
Oh.
You don't have to say. I got her.
Did you make her a card?
You have. You know what? McBride.
What'd she say?
Jesus, I swear to God,
Mike,
you have. Excuse me, Mom. Ix-nay. Sorry for mentioning the Lord's
right
name on the show.
Yes.
McBride. She has a way, Mom. This is where she reminds me of you and Kathy. She has a way of just going right to that exposed nerve. I got her a gift, okay, Beth Ann?
Okay. Oh,
I got her a very, very nice
know
gift.
And he's got
I want to say something seriously, because, you know, I haven't had a chance to say this on the radio, and I'm going to say it to you right now, that a lot of people would, at your age, at the age of 88 years of age, would be, you know, just, you know, lying around and doing nothing, or being in some senior center hanging out. You go to the hospital. Now, it's not Newington Children's Hospital anymore.
No, it's Connecticut Children's Medical Center now, and I was there today.
Yeah, you were there today working.
Wow.
You still doing 3 days a week there?
Two
days a week.
I've slowed down.
2 days a week this woman has. How many years have you volunteered at the Children's Hospital up in Connecticut?
38.
Wow.
38 years?
Wow.
Mrs. O'Mara, what do you do when you volunteer?
Well, I worked with children for many, many years, but recently I just do clerical work in the OR section.
If you know anyone who has ever had a kid in a hospital for any length of time,
mm-hmm,
that's a godsend that people can volunteer and do that stuff.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Now, here's the deal. She works at the Children's Hospital 2 days a week. And one of the other things that she does, she has run for over 40 years the longest running brothel in the state of Connecticut.
Thank goodness.
I'm going to hang up on that. Thank you
much
for calling.
Hold on a second before I let you go.
That's
she's not
where you get it
no
from.
She's not really mad.
Hanging
at,
up.
Really, I'll tell you now, he's adopted.
I want to say this publicly to everybody, and really, this is the truth. You are absolutely my role model. When they talk about people volunteering, you're talking about somebody who I really think this is what's kept you going, the fact that you do this. And, you know, they a lot of people talk about it, but I've been able to witness it my whole life, and I'm very proud of you, and I wanted to say happy birthday.
Your sister calls me a professional volunteer.
You are. Yeah. You are a pro. You are
right.
A professional volunteer, and have a wonderful, wonderful 88th birthday. And
I will, sweetheart. I've been celebrating all week.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you up in the great state of Maine with your grandchildren.
Well,
okay?
We'll see before that.
I hope so. Oh, that's right. We're going to my nephew's
graduation. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye, all.
Bye,
love you, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Wow.
There she goes.
Yeah, how come she's funnier than you?
What?
You're adopted.
She was very funny. I was very surprised.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You know, you said
there it is. That's it. That's the
am
way.
Am I going to get the email? We'll never have that woman in a third break ever on the show again.
No, what I did was, I called her and told her how much she was my role model, and then she just hustles me off the phone.
After doing
sweet
her shtick.
The way I've been treated my whole life.
Man, she's funny.
Sorry.
How long would she have stayed on Kathy's radio show?
My sister?
Yes.
She would have stayed on Kathy's radio show for 3 breaks.
Of course.
She would have said, who's our next guest?
Poor Mike.
Yes, when it comes to me, though, right off the phone.
She was ready to hang up right away.
Yeah. No, I think she's a little nervous. I love her to death. She's
such a show.
Wonderful, wonderful
you
woman.
You were always such a disappointing boy.
She's a good lady.
You should get her, like, an iPod so she can download the podcast.
The show.
She doesn't even.
We'll go up to number 8.
I got her cordless telephones, and it was seriously like trying to, you know, to institute some sort of new formula into a country he's never experienced.
Is she like
before.
Big Daddy, when we got him a cordless phone, he would still pick it up and stand right by the receiver.
Yeah. She doesn't have a computer. She doesn't want a computer.
Does she have a cell phone?
She just recently was talked into it by my sister to actually use a cell phone.
That's good.
So
that's
she's big. An 88-year-old woman in that respect, but she still drives herself to the hospital, and she's rocking and rolling. She's
so do you.
Well. I did.
You did.
I did the day that I had the panic attack.
Exactly.
I remember
right
that.
Right over the median.
All right. We have an incredible hot sheet today
that
I do want to get to, but I want to ask Beth Ann McBride about this correspondence team.
Well, there might be two tickets available. The only problem is
I'm an extremely busy person. I need to plan my weekend well in advance.
It must be. It really should be in concrete by now.
Yes, I would think so. Don't they know how busy I am?
Very busy.
He has to get a haircut.
I heard.
And see a doctor.
Sorry about that. I have to see a doctor soon.
And the adoption agency.
I'd flip those two if I were you. But they won't know till Saturday night if anything's available.
Oh,
that's not good.
That's it. Forget it.
I need time to get dolled up.
I know. I'm sorry.
Have to go to my backup plan.
Okay, which is?
Gambling!
Gambling!
Las Vegas-style gambling?
It's been tense for me. I'm getting stuff done that I haven't had a chance to do in a while.
You headed up?
I might go up there.
You know, they just banned smoking in the casinos.
No, that's unbelievable. That's ridiculous.
That doesn't start until October 15th, so smoke your brains out.
Rock and roll, baby.
Or your lungs, as the case may be.
And also, what's this gas thing? I heard what you said. We're going to be, what, giving away some kind of coupons, maybe? Is that what we're going to be doing?
What's going
to
happen?
Am I not supposed to talk about this?
Well, they're working on something. Okay. Where they're going to give away gas cards throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Then during your show, TMOS, they're going to do...
That's what she likes to call the show.
I know.
TMOS.
You guys hate it, don't you?
No, it's fine.
You hate it.
What are we going to be doing?
I like the abbreviation MOM for Mike O'Mara.
Okay.
Always have.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The opportunity to maybe give away... To 600 people, maybe.
600 people?
Yes.
You know what I wish?
Tanks of gas.
I really wish my mom had been more willing to stay on the line.
Would you like me to have Beth Ann follow up?
No.
With a post-interview?
600.
Can I call her and say,
gas.
Mary, how do you
she's
think
shy.
It went?
She's shy. I mean, I think she's
sounded shy.
She's very, she's modest.
Yes. Okay.
Rob hit it on the head. Rob knows me so well. Kathy has a radio show. I swear
she does.
She's on there all. No, if she ever did.
Oh, I was going to say, wow.
No, she doesn't have a radio
show. You just show her the podcast.
Radio show about tennis.
I'm the one with the true talents of the family. Don't be ridiculous. What about getting an individual gas station? Everything you say is fine.
Right.
And I'd love to do that with the coupons, and we give a bunch of them away on our show. But what about.
Well, the actual remote would take place during your show.
What, a remote at a gas station?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to do it. It's just the remote. Someone else.
Someone would
have
to be
there. Look at his
face. Like we'd take it down to a gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done appearances at gas stations. Let's stay away from that.
Well, I would be willing to maybe do that if it was a gas station that was doing some incredible thing for us for like 2 hours.
Don't you think giving 600 people gas cards is incredible?
This would be the perfect thing to send Buzz Babes to if only we had them.
Yeah, well, we're still working on that. Didn't you talk to the lady that we were going to steal from the station?
Mm-mm.
You didn't talk to her yet?
No.
Yeah, right. He called her 8 times, probably.
I'm sure.
We never got to that subject.
Burbank.
I think you're our cup of tea.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I think you're going to work out fine for us. I think it's going to be very, very exciting. What I'm thinking, and I don't know whether we can do this or not, you know, Abdul or Ahmed from gas station B, say in Sterling.
Like gas and
up,
go.
They call
no
up and they say,
profiling there.
We love this show. We're very excited about the opportunity on the Michael Berry Show to perhaps sell gas for 2 hours for $1.50 a gallon.
Now you're talking sizzle right there.
Yeah.
You're talking incredible right
Mayhem.
There.
In exchange for tremendous advertising.
Tremendous advertising. I mean, just to put them on the map.
But
and as Rob said, then they can sell their
something.
Little. Excuse me.
Sorry.
I was talking.
Sorry.
We have.
Boo. I'm
going to
hang up now.
Boo!
Then we have their chance to sell the Little Debbies. If you have
what
one of those
Little Debbies, what are you talking about?
I'm confused.
Now listen, don't help her. Don't help her, Buzz.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
The fact is, if you have one of those gas stations that has the big convenience store, some of them that even sell like the food items
on
in there,
the run is right. The name of a lot of those convenience stores. Am I right?
Rob's looking at me like I'm from a foreign country. They have stores called On the Run. Like I'm deaf or something. We can get you a sandwich there.
You're going to enjoy that.
There's more than a bathroom. There's beverages.
Do they have ice cream? Do they have ice cream for me? I'll be very excited to have the ice cream.
If we get a place that somehow, first of all, my question, Buzz and I were talking about this in the office. Can they still do that? Or is there some sort of price gouging rule that they have now where you can't, like, knock the price down? I'm not sure what the rule is.
I know they don't have a lot of wiggle room on the price, but surely we can work out something. That's my belief.
I'm saying they're trying to work out something now that they've already begun the process.
600 tanks of gas sounds pretty impressive.
Hey, look, and even though that, in my opinion, is probably, you know what they're doing there? They're going right into the corporate thing with that. They're doing that with, like, big oil.
Is that so bad?
That's it. No, because if it benefits
it
our listeners,
good to talk with you again.
Very nice to talk to you, too.
And there's Roger. How's that going? And then explain to me
not
what you were.
Not so good.
Oh, what do you mean?
Isn't it time we got in bed with Big Oil?
Yeah, listen to who's talking to me about this. Johnny Lefterino. Johnny Lefterino over here is talking to me about getting in bed with Big Oil.
Let's get in bed with Big Oil and snore.
I don't mind doing this with, you know, those coupons. I think that's fine. I still would like to do our own little thing with a mom and pop. I think it would be very, very exciting. Sure.
Okay, so it's mom and
pop.
If
we can do it, if there's a mom and pop, and I urge anybody that might own their own gas station, if you have it, and anybody that's a gas station owner can call us right now, 877-365-3636. What I want to know is if you own a gas station, can you do this? Could you take 2 hours, 3 hours out of your regular day and slash the price for that 3 hours? Get an incredible amount of publicity on this radio program. You know, this would be our own thing in addition to giving 600 listeners fabulous coupons for gas. And how much are the coupons going to be right now? Preliminarily, we're talking
maybe $20.
$20. Okay, that'll get you from here to the McDonald's on the corner.
4 gallons.
I think that's 4 gallons of gas.
To the other gas station.
Station owners, think of the Twinkies and cigarettes you can sell.
Yes. What is it with the Twinkies? And
because
where people go for those things.
That's where the profit
is. The money they're going to lose selling the gas at a discount, they can make up by people just coming by, you know, not necessarily on that particular day, but putting their gas station on the map. It's like any business. Mm-hmm. You're doing it for publicity.
Increases traffic. Now, we give them some free ads.
Right.
Now, do you think
advertising works? I'm a personal example of that. I know how much it's worked for my business.
And it's time somebody created a demand for gas.
Attica!
That's where I want to be. No, I have the wrong
I'm
one.
I'm just afraid.
Every
there
single
might be,
effing time I'm going
we're getting
to
a second one for you.
All right, very good. What I was going to say, it's worked very, very well for me.
Now I'm with you.
Thank you.
And if they marked up the Twinkies.
Yeah.
$10 Twinkies
Twinkie
and $2
gouging.
Gas.
You can be sneaky about
Twinkies
it, though.
Are $100.
Yes, that's what you have to do.
You can throw a quarter in on the Twinkies that day.
No nobody's one will
gonna,
notice.
Nah, nobody's going to make a big fuss about
$7
that.
$7 banana flip.
All right, so I'm looking for them right now. Don't know if we can do this. Don't know what the law is. I don't really care at this point. Right. We're just thinking out loud.
You're not going to fight the law,
877-365-3636. If you own a gas station, if you have a mom-and-pop gas station, and you might be interested in selling your gas at a discount, or you know of somebody that might do this, we'd like you to give us a call, and you know, we're going to take your suggestion. Now, what is that?
What is
that smirk, Buzz?
It just occurred to me, once again, we're looking for pumps. That's all. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to stop the show.
He told himself a joke, and he laughed at it.
To himself.
He gives that kind of like Jimmy Stewart, you know, craggly smile, and I don't know what the hell's going
on. Keeps it for himself.
Sorry. Let's talk to Bill in Germantown, Maryland. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. I just want to know, what voices does Mrs. O'Mara do?
What voices does Mrs. O'Mara do?
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking.
She had talented mimic like her handsome son.
She's funny, so does she do voices?
She does not do voices.
No impressions.
No,
but she was active in the theater.
Don't you remember at your wedding she did both George Burns and Gracie Allen?
It was a wonderful show.
I thought it was great.
In the same costume, which I thought was very, very special. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from Albuquerque.
How you doing, Mike?
Not too bad. I wanted to tell you guys, I heard you talking about gas prices and could people potentially lower them?
What? Say that again, please, and pull away from the microphone. Everybody is like pressing their mouth into the microphone today. What is your idea? Hello?
Oh, well, I was hearing you guys talk about how gas station owners could potentially lower their prices for promotion.
Yes.
Right.
I worked at a gas station when I was in college, my senior year. I worked the graveyard shift at a little mom-and-pop gas station. Gas stations make no money, almost, on gas.
Right.
the prices are set by the big oil companies.
Well, here's the question I have. Do you think that, like, a mom-and-pop gas station, you know, would be willing for, like, even a couple of hours, even an hour I would deal with, lower their prices and, you know, take a hit just to get the publicity for, like, their convenience store?
And the traffic in their station.
Well, it would have to be, like you said, it would have to be a mom-and-pop gas station. It would have to be something that's independently owned by somebody, like a big oil gas station. They definitely wouldn't do that.
All right. Well, that's I don't want to go against the man. I want to fight the man, Buzz.
But yeah, they make all their money now off Twinkies and car repair.
Okay, OJ in Silver Spring, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The thought was to sell, get one and have them sell it for $1.67 a gallon.
Well, that type of thing, you know, that's kind of jive radio. But, I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Sure.
We want them to lower the prices as much as they can and, like, do this for a couple of hours so we can make it a big deal on one particular day. Because the prices, well, everybody knows what's happening to the prices. And it sounds to me like we might be able to do that.
Be fun.
I'm very excited about it.
And so is he.
Everybody is. But what about the Twinkies? Are you going to play this game?
What about the Twinkies, Mike?
What about what Twinkies?
You know, the Twinkies they're going to sell to make up
Let's
for the
Let's go
money.
To the hot sheet, Rob. Let's go to the hot sheet right away on the Mike O'Mara
Hollywood
Show.
Hot sheet.
Yes, just jump in anytime, gentlemen, whenever
show
you want
business.
To. We're going to go to this story. This is the best hot sheet we've had in about 2 weeks on the show. Megan Fox is FHM's sexiest woman.
Now, you know who she is, right?
I actually have seen pictures of her, but where would I know her from?
The Transformers movie.
That's about it, right?
Now, that's a movie that Robert loves, and I like it because it looks good on my high-def DVD player. Mm-hmm. But she is just about smoking. And also, I found out this morning on the Regis show, she used to be on the Kelly Ripa sitcom, Hope and Grace, or Hope and Faith.
FHM Magazine has dropped its annual list of the 100 sexiest women in the world, and this year, nearly 9 million horny online voters gave the top spot to Megan Fox. Would you like to know who else is there?
Here's Megan Fox, by the way, just for your own edification.
Oh, hello.
There she is. Isn't that nice?
Is that a tattoo?
Yes, it is.
Is that a tattoo in a very nice place, like right over the...
Yes, it was above her pelvis.
The pelvic area?
Mm-hmm. Pelvis.
Last year
sounds like a doctor.
Last year's winner, Jessica Alba, finished third this year. Jessica Biel is number two.
Amazingly, the Mike O'Mara podcast came in at number nine.
Britney Spears will be happy to know she made this year's list.
That's nice.
But perhaps not as happy to learn that she'll be all the way down at number 100.
Ouch. So 99 people hotter than her?
Yeah. Well, can you argue with that
for
1 second?
But I'm surprised she's on the list at all if they're going to put her that low.
Two first-timers this year are Dancing with the Stars' Minx's Cheryl Burke and Karina Smirnoff.
Do you check in the Dancing with the Stars?
I look at it occasionally. I like it when they wear their outfits where you see the belly buttons.
Yeah, but I don't know them. I don't know one from another.
And not surprisingly, The Hills is represented three times.
Wow.
Heidi Montag.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Montag or Montag?
I think it's Montag, isn't it?
Audrina Partridge.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Patridge?
It's Partridge.
Who the hell are these women?
They're very hot.
And Lauren Conrad, I know her.
Nice hills.
There's going to be a weekend show on WJFK with Beth Ann called The Hills.
I'm looking at the top list. I know a lot of them here. The Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, Alicia Cuthbert, number four.
Oh, Buzz brought in a picture of her yesterday.
In the new Maxim magazine.
Oh, my God.
Killer. I mean, she's wearing clothing, sort of, but she just couldn't look hotter.
Trying to go through the list right here.
Tasteful.
Rihanna, number 14. She's hot. Kim Kardashian, who is like the flavor of the month, and I'm waiting for that flavor to, you know, wear out.
I don't care for that caboose.
Lindsay Lohan, number 16.
That is so wrong. She is not good looking.
Beyonce is 20.
That should be higher.
Heidi Klum, 22. Sienna Miller, 23. Mm-hmm. Kirsten Bell, Natalie Portman. Keira Knightley.
Sharon Gless.
Diane Daly. Kate Bosworth.
Francis Bavier.
Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett. Now, wait a minute.
Number 33. And number 33 is Halle Berry. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else you care about. There are a few, but you know, that's your top 100. Go buy
Halle
the
Berry
magazine.
Should be higher than that, I think.
I like Halle Berry. I think she's still hot.
Is Gervier on it?
Gervier Denzel.
Gervier Denzel from Channel 5?
Channel 5.
I like her.
Mm-hmm. Rob, you remember William Hung, right?
Do I?
And I love this name, the Asiatic Superstar.
Nice.
Sounds like you have some sort of flu whenever anybody says that. The Asiatic Superstar who burst onto the scene back in 2004 with his world-changing rendition of She Bangs.
Right.
He is not singing anymore. He missed the cut to go to Hollywood. And now he has abruptly decided to end his singing career.
He's done.
And he's going to become... a freaking math teacher.
You can tell the world you never was my girl.
I love him.
You can burn my clothes when I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. So we only have the recordings to hold us over now.
He has enrolled at California State University. He's going to finish his degree. He tells the student newspaper, the Daily Sundial, I think teaching is more exciting. I get to learn and teach something new every day.
At a party school.
I enjoy helping young children succeed. I enjoy tutoring. I just really enjoy experience of a teaching. So good luck to William Hung. That's 15 minutes in its purest form.
Goodbye.
The next season of Donald Trump's desperate celebrity apprentice experiment could feature, are you ready for this?
Yes.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
O.J. Simpson,
they'll never do
you nuts.
They'll never do it.
That's right. O.J., for real, according to the New York Post, O.J. has already asked Trump if he'd bring him aboard. NBC and Trump are reportedly thinking about it. A source says, or bring him a knife in that case.
Hey.
A source says they're being very cautious. There's a certain amount of heat associated with Simpson.
What?
Yeah, you think?
I wouldn't put it past him. And bad news, very, very bad news from the
hot news.
Sheet. I really hate to pass this along.
Wow. Yes.
Everybody said that it wouldn't last.
Wow.
Everyone was right.
What's over?
Star Jones has filed for divorce.
From that guy that she pimped out the whole wedding to?
That guy, Mr. That Insensitive. Guy. That guy is Al Reynolds.
She wanted her wedding all over television, but she'd like some privacy during the divorce.
That guy is Al Reynolds.
Can I send a I'd like to send a song out to Star if I
might. Okay, very good.
I send this out to Star Jones and Al Reynolds.
Is this more William Hung?
Don't spoil it, Mike.
Sorry, kids.
Please.
Yes. 3 years of marriage, and it's all over between Star Jones and Al Reynolds.
But should they ever try to reignite that flame, Mike, someday. It's a long intro, isn't it?
They filed it a month ago. Should Sorry, we? Kids.
Goodbye. Oceans apart,
day after day. Yeah, worth the wait.
She's trying to keep it quiet.
Well, then you shouldn't have even brought it up.
Well, it's in the sheet, the hot sheet.
You insensitive bastard.
And this is really bad news. Gene Hackman hasn't done a movie since... turn off William Hung, please.
Okay.
Gene Hackman has not done a movie since 2004's Welcome to Mooseport.
That is bad news.
That's like one of... That's probably the worst movie
It's a good
he
place
ever did.
To stop.
don't worry, he's not dying, gentlemen. He just doesn't want to work anymore.
Well, good for him.
We had a long talk. He had made 8 billion movies. We would turn them out 5 a year.
And Gene Hackman was in the category of, for a while, I would actually see anything he would do.
Sure.
I loved him.
Right.
Yeah. He says, I guess you could tell, you could call it retired. I haven't worked for 4 years now, and I don't miss the business. I miss the process of being on set with actors when things get cooking, but there's so much crapola in order to get there. Mm-hmm. It's just too painful. At my age, they'd have me playing grandfathers and great-grandfathers. That's not a heck of a lot of fun. You know, I respect the guy.
Sure.
I truly respect him more if he didn't use the word crapola.
Oh, for age.
Let me see. Do you care? We do have to take a break here. Do you care that Peter Falk is losing his mind?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I do.
Columbo.
Former Columbo. The hot sheet is hot today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Former Columbo superstar Peter Falk is one of the coolest guys in Hollywood, but he's also 80 years old. These pictures. Are we going to put the pictures on our website?
We have that ability, yes.
All right. You'll have to see the pictures of Peter.
Aren't they great?
Peter Falk. I saw him for the first time. Have you seen him, Buzz?
No, I've not seen the picture.
Take a gander.
Please. Oh, poor Peter Falk.
He was wandering the streets of Hollywood, wasn't he?
Well, he was spotted on the sidewalks of Beverly Hills looking disheveled and
That's
confused.
Giving him all the best of it.
One last thing. I'd like to know, where is that a bookshelf or a tree?
waving his arms and talking to himself, they have some pictures.
Oh. Liddy used to do that.
I'm reading this for the first time.
You should read this in advance.
It's sad.
I really should
It's
prepare.
Not funny. It's sad.
I should prepare for the show. Witnesses say Falk came out of a building,
uh-huh.
tried to cross the street, but was almost hit by a car.
Oh, no.
Not funny.
No, not funny at
not
all.
Funny. Let me see. Randy Jackson in the eyewear business? No. Amy Winehouse? No.
No.
Mariah Carey doesn't want to have children because it would make her feel violated.
Well, that's how it starts.
Jeff Goldblum is sharing his wrinkled, graying fun stuff with British singer Imogene Heap.
Had you ever heard of her?
Nice
He's
heap.
55. She's 30. That's disgusting.
That kind of age difference is
never
appropriate.
You know how I feel about that personally.
I know.
Really, I believe you should marry or go out with or live with someone that is within 1 year of your own age.
You've always said that.
Otherwise, you should be arrested. And there's Jeff Goldblum. He's a pretty youthful guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's out of his mind.
So Mariah Carey.
He's not that long away from Peter Falkland. The Falkland Islands.
I'm so glad Peter Falk didn't get hit by that car.
Me too.
All right, let me see.
It was being driven by Banachek.
All right, that looks like it's it for today. Oh, they've got top baby names. We'll get to that later.
Well, that'll
that's
hold.
About
that'll
it
keep.
Today. That will keep, and that's the hot sheet for today.
Hollywood
that's pretty damn
sheet.
Good. We'll put those pictures of Peter Falk up
I
on
love
the web
when
for
his
you.
Hands are up.
Looks like he's trying to stop a car.
I've solved the crime.
I just come
I've
out of a building.
I've solved the crime. I'm losing it. I'm only 80 years old. What do you mean only 80?
All right, let me see. Our second buzz of the day, and it is time for employee evaluations.
Yay! Cannot wait.
Here at the radio station, right here at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax. We will be back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.